Thanks, Dr. Long, and good morning, everybody. I'm Neng Liang Yao. You can call me Aaron, and I'm a PhD candidate at Penn State in Health Policy and Administration Demography. And today, my presentation is about cancer care resources and a pleasure, and I will use breast cancer as an example. First of all, I'd like to disclose that my doctoral training is partly supported by Common Foundation Training Grant, and this study is a part of my independent project for this training grant. So I'd like to begin my presentation with some background information. As you may know, based on a growing body of research, National Cancer Institute has designated aplasia as a priority area characterized by significant disparities in cancer outcomes. And researchers have suggested that the lack of cancer care resources plays a part in aplasia cancer health disparity. But little research focuses on the availability of cancer care resources in this region and how resources availability may relate to cancer outcomes. So this presentation will describe the distribution of breast cancer care resources in aplasia. So where is aplasia? If you like playing Google Map or Google Earth, you might have seen aplasia in a satellite photo. You see here, here the aplasia mountains stretch from northern New York State to southern New York State to northern Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia. And according to the Aplasia Regional Commission, Aplasia region is a 200,000 square mile region. Follows the spine of the Aplasia Mountain. It includes all of West Virginia and parts of 12 other states like New York, Pennsylvania, Maryland, Ohio, Kentucky, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Mississippi, Georgia, Alabama, and South Carolina. The region is home of 25 million people. And the Aplasia Regional Commission divides this region into smaller parts for greater analytic detail. So these subregions have similar socioeconomic and geography characteristics. So here you see there are northern Aplasia, north central, central, South Central and Southern Aplasia subregions. And this study uses county level data extracted from the aerial resource file 2007. I have 420 counties and 8 independent cities in these 13 states. And those counties are classified as aplasia county according to the definition by the Aplasia Regional Commission. And I have 640 counties as non-aplasia. And I measured cancer care related providers and cancer care facilities who or which are involved in breast cancer screening, diagnosing, treatment, and survivorship care. And these measurements are weighted average of providers and hospitals per 10,000 residents or and per 1,000 square miles. And I have conducted the frequency analysis, mean analysis, t-tests, and exploratory spatial data analysis. So these two graphs shows that here are the results. So the graph in the left shows the number of physicians per 1,000 square miles. And the right, the graph in the right shows the number of physicians per 10,000 residents. So compared to non-Appalachia counties, Appalachia counties had significantly fewer primary physicians, OBGYN, and surgeons per 10,000 residents. So, see here, those are the green bars are the Appalachia counties. So, these two graphs show that Appalachia region have fewer physicians in anesthesia, internal medicine, radiation oncology, diagnostic radiology, clinic pathology, and radiology. And these two graphs show the comparison of breast cancer care hospitals between Appalachia and non-Appalachia. So interestingly, Appalachia counties have more hospitals with women health center, mammography, and oncology service, surgery service, chemotherapy. However, Appalachia counties have significant fewer hospitals with oncology service and chemotherapy per 1,000 square miles in the left graph you see here. These two bars and these two bars shows the disparities in Appalachia. And I have also made the comparisons among those subregions. So here, there are different colors. Maybe it's a little confusing, but I want you to focus on the purple bar in those graphs. The purple bar represents Central Appalachia, you see here. So it looks Central Appalachia counties have fewest physician in facility resources per 1,000 square miles. Where's my mouse? Here. And next slide will show other clinic practices. The purple bars is lowest here. And the facilities still the lowest. Also, I did some spatial descriptives and just show the distribution, the spatial distribution of the cancer care resources. I just used two examples, the radiation oncologist per 10,000 people and OBGYN per 10,000 people. You see here is Central Appalachia. So most of the Central Appalachia counties, they have no radiation oncologist, none. And for OBGYN, you see Central Appalachia, I think half of the counties have no OBGYN in their county. So here are my conclusions. The physician supply and availability of hospitals, it's Appalachia counties have more those kind of resources, and but the availability of hospitals with cancer care resources per capita is the Appalachia counties actually have more average numbers. So the final point is Central Appalachia had fewest physician in the facility resources. So since this study is this presentation is totally descriptive, so the next question is, does it matter? So I have two other studies. I have just finished those studies. First study, I found that fewer diagnostic radiologist per capita in Appalachia is associated with a lower percentage of early stage breast cancer incidence in the central Appalachia region, which means if you have more diagnostic radiologists in the county, there will be more people found at early stage instead of late stage of breast cancer. It is presented at ASCO 2011 Breast Cancer Symposium. And the study two, I found that the clustering of fewer breast cancer care resources, or specifically a radiation oncologist, exists in central Appalachia. It is associated with the disparities in the receipt of radiation therapy in central Appalachia. And this study was presented at AACR Cancer Health Disparity Conference in DC. And I'm going to present those two studies in the San Antonio Breast Cancer Symposium. That's my study. Thank you.